Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Pocket.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning, the final hour for Tuesday. And room for you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And as Phil mentioned, it is primary day here in New Bedford. And while there's not a lot of intrigue statewide in this primary, I mean, there's the headline attraction is which Republican will take on Elizabeth Warren for Senate. Here locally, we have some open seats that are going to be hotly contested. Really, I think what matters to this local audience more than anything is the 10th Bristol race, Bill Strauss's seat, which is probably the most intriguing local race on the Republican side between Joe Pyers and Bob McConnell. And as I was saying earlier, you know, I was out around the city through the course of the weekend. And I saw, first of all, I was doing a number of things. So I was kind of all over the place, but I was thrifting. Because now that it's getting to be the fall, I got to start having some cooler weather clothes that fit. And I'm still not ready to commit to spending a lot of money on clothes because I think I'm still going to maybe lose some more weight. So I'm hitting up the thrift stores, trying to save a little money, or hitting up some of the clearance deals. And so as I was driving around, I saw a lot of Joe Pyers signs. I don't think I've seen any Bob McConnell signs. You hear a lot of Joe Pyers spots here on the radio. I don't know if I heard a Bill, if I heard a Bob McConnell spot. I don't know. But I think the real test will be how whichever one of these candidates emerges victorious today, how they're able to take it to the next level for the general election. Because open seats don't happen all that often, especially in this area. So you've got to take full advantage of it. And Chris McCarthy will tell you, he knows all these things off the top of his head. He'll tell you how long it's been. He'll tell you what it takes to win. When the man speaks about this stuff, listen, he knows what he's talking about. He's run a lot of successful campaigns, both for himself and others. People who have been in the game for a long time seek his advice and his counsel. So when he's speaking, he knows what he's talking about. I think one of the mistakes that people make is that they can coast through this part of the election and just get themselves to the general election and then focus all their efforts there. And your name is built now. Your name is built during the primary process, if it's a contested primary. Obviously, it's a little bit easier to save your money and wait for the general election after the fact. But Chris will tell you, you should be running commercials already. You should be putting signs up already. Don't let somebody who might be your potential opponent have a few months advantage of getting their name out there. Because for a lot of people, when they go and they vote, the D and the R don't really make a difference to them at the local level. What matters to them is the name that is familiar. The name that they have seen the most. The people, like, for example, in the race to replace Senator Mark Pacheco, you have a candidate whose last name is Pacheco. I think it's Joe Pacheco, right? So that's going to be somebody who's going to have a name advantage just because they have the same name as the guy that's been there for a long time. The other guy's name is Barry Sanders. Not the football player, but still a name that will stick in people's minds and they'll say, oh yeah, that sounds familiar. And a lot of these local races depend on how familiar people are with your name. More, maybe even more than your platform. Because so many people who go out and vote and want to fill out the entire ballot don't pay enough attention to those local races. Which can be good and bad, but certainly the more you can get your name out there, the better you're doing. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Not bad.
What's on your mind?
So, talking about the primary,
mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I hear a lot is during the general election, everybody complains. Everybody complains that we don't have the best choices. Well, your best choices are made during the primary. So if you ignore the primary, you're the problem why we have crappy candidates in the general election. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They have, and the biggest problem is if people were paying attention more, there'd be a lot more accountability, there'd be a lot more interest. But so many people say, what's the point of trying if I'm going up against a brick wall?
No, you're 100% right. I mean, when you playing in the party politics, you know, you're playing against like a big machine, whatever, it's tougher. So what I think is, if we had more Jesse St. Gelais, I think that would make a different outcome going forward.
So what do you see as being the biggest hurdle to this election this year on a local level?
I don't know. You got a lot of good candidates on the Republican side. You have some good candidates in contested races for the first time in a long time with Bob McConnell and all that over there. Jesse's campaign also. I mean, I think Jesse's going to run away with it, to be honest with you. But it's the same hurdle perpetually, annually almost, where people don't pay attention to the primaries. I don't understand why. I mean, it would be the same as it, you know, at the city level. When you have the preliminary races, nobody cares. You know, you get a very small group of people that do the preliminary races, and then you have a little bit bigger of a group when you get into the general. But when I hear people complain about the general, I mean, we look at the presidential election. Usually, your primaries, nobody cares about. And then you look at in November, you look at, oh, look, we have two geriatrics running. We had Biden, we had Trump. Nobody liked either one. You know? And then you had better candidates back in 2020 that got kicked out of the primary very early. And, you know, then you wonder why we had crappy candidates at the end.
Well, and I think a big part of the problem with the primary is, like what you said, people think, you know, I'll save my vote for the general election. I'll let the people who pay attention to these things figure it out more. Because
yeah, well,
sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there's more of an effort by the candidates once they get past the primary to get themselves out there. Like they know the audience that they're playing to leading up to September. They know who they need to convince, and then they make their move toward the general public instead of starting with that right from the beginning.
Right. So here's the problem. You have the candidates during the primary, they play to the base, right? You'll have Biden or Kamala. She'll go out and she'll play to the base. Biden, during his 2020 campaign, said, I'm going to stop drilling all over the world. Well, I mean, all over the country. We're going to get rid of oil. He's playing to the base. And it ultimately ended up being, we're producing more oil than ever. And the problem with the primary system, the way we have it right now, is the people who are politically invested, and this is they breathe politics, and it's the base of the base people, whether it's the red meat Republicans or the real progressive lefty, then they get involved in the primary election, and that's the problem. You got the most extreme, most partisan, and most ideological people picking your candidate for the general election, which don't really reflect the majority of Americans.
So I feel like one of the biggest problems in the election process is it's almost like it's too difficult. Go out on the street, ask the average person, who is running in the primary today? Who do you expect to see on your ballot? And they don't know.
No,
they don't know. They don't know who their representatives are. Then you tell them who they are. Oh, yeah, that's right. But if you said to them, like, what is the race that's going? So they're making that decision when they get into the voting booth. They're not making that decision based on, you know, months of research.
Policy. No, they're not doing anything in regards to policy. They're doing it on name recognition. That's why you have lawn signs all over the place. Because people don't actually, they don't have policies put on, you know, every newspaper, and WBSM doesn't plaster the platform, you know, with paid ads. It's literally just, we'll use Jesse because I hear his ads all the time. Jesse, for you, go to my website and here's some bullet points. That's it. And nobody checks it. Nobody checks on their candidates' policies. And when you go into the ballot, especially in New Bedford, you know, your incumbents are top priority, are on top of the list. And people just look, I know Mark Montigny, check. Oh, I know Chris Markey, check. Now, I agree, you know, those two candidates are, my personal opinion on them is great. But a lot of people, the general public, will just go, oh, yeah, Montigny, he must be doing a great job. He's been there for 25 years. He must be doing a great job.
Right.
Just automatic. Just boom, check the mark. But what happens if he's not? You know? And he will agree with you. If I'm not, if he will agree with me that if he's not doing a good job, he should either step down or he should, you know, get primaried and lose the election because he believes in that kind of stuff. You know, he's one of the honest ones, one of the probably only honest ones out there. But in regards to the primary, like, today is so important in the direction of your congressional district, right? You have Bill Keating. He's on the ballot. I don't think he's got a primary election. But I want to say that there's a Republican challenger. Obviously, is there a primary on that side?
I'll have to look it up. The fact that I don't know it off the top of my head tells you what you need to know.
Right. Yes. One guy, and that'll be decided at the November election. Now, what about Elizabeth Warren? Her challengers. She has two Republicans, three Republicans vying for her seat. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
I think
the fact
are the all fact three Republicans or is one? I think one might be an independent.
Okay. All right. So he goes straight to November, and you know, then there's two Republicans vying for that seat. People should know who the strongest candidate is to go against Elizabeth Warren. And unfortunately,
no, all three Republicans. Sorry.
All three Republicans.
Yes.
So. That's a very important. If you want to get Elizabeth Warren out, you have to pick the strongest Republican, and it can't be just the base of the base people. It has to be somebody who can speak to somebody like myself, where I have liberal views and I have, you know, conservative, fiscal conservative views. So if y'all coming out with just red meat and just like really the base of the base issues during the primary, I'm not going to vote for you because you're not speaking to me. And I'm not voting for Elizabeth Warren because she's an absolute progressive. So now I'm stuck. So I'm stuck in November. So if you like got rid of all the base stuff during the primary and got somebody who's more centrist, I would absolutely support the Republican against Elizabeth Warren. If you had views that were more in line with what my views are, you know, and it, unfortunately, going back, the primaries are just, it's just red meat and progressive stuff all day long. And it never, you never get the best of the best out of primaries because the only people you have talking to you are the base. And it's just, it's frustrating.
By the way, Dan Sullivan is running against Bill Keating. Dan Sullivan of Plymouth.
Right. And there's no primary on that side.
No.
Okay. So then he would go against Bill Keating. And I don't really know his policies. I'd probably have to look it up. But during the primary, you know, you have to look up the contested races and you have to really actually figure out. And Chris, you know, Chris does a great job on interviewing all these primary candidates going forward so you can get more policy out of them. And that's one of the good things about local politics. You can actually take the time to actually talk to a lot of people because it's so local. But
you know what's, funny?
Yeah.
As we're talking, I just got a text message from the campaign of State Representative Susan Williams Gifford, who is the 2nd Plymouth District. And she has a Republican challenger for the first time in I don't know how long. I mean, she's been in that office for probably about 25 years.
Yep.
And I don't remember her ever having a Republican challenger.
Now, is that, So is she a Republican?
She is.
So this could be a person who's more of the, you know, aligned with Trump and, you know, the America First kind of guy where it's just MAGA policies that he's pushing. And if that's either going to force her to go more to the right or she's going to lose the primary, right, for this rabid Republican, I don't know if he is, but a rabid Republican, you know, Trump candidate who's very focused on very right-wing ideologies, and then that's going to be a seat lost to the Democrats because you don't have a ton of right-wing Republicans in Massachusetts to carry you through in a general election, especially a presidential election. Well, a presidential election is going to have a higher turnout in November. More Democrats, more progressives are going to come out. So you need more of a centrist. And she could win, you know, if she doesn't go more to the right. And she could win if more people voted, and more independent people voted in primaries.
You have to be
the base.
You have to be a centrist Republican to be 25 years in office in that district, too. So, I mean, Gaskey is more of a Trump guy. You know, he's definitely far more hard right. But she's done a great job for people over the years. It just shows that, you know, the more conservative side of things feels like this is their chance, and they've got to take a shot at trying to push out the people who are in the center.
Well, unfortunately, we saw that with Jeff Deal. I mean, Jeff Deal was a horrendous candidate because Massachusetts is not a Trump state, and even the Republicans aren't Trump Republicans. It's just the base that gets out there and votes and gets motivated. You know, Jeff Deal lost. It could have been any other Republican out there. Jeff Deal had a primary opponent who would have walked all over Maura Healey. Walked all over. He was a centrist. He was conservative, but he was a businessman. He was more of a Romney type of a guy, not a Trump type of a guy. So the fact that Jeff Deal lost tremendously speaks volumes to the primary process. You need to be able to get more centrist people in to win the primaries to go against people like Elizabeth Warren, people like Maura Healey. You need centrist people. You've got to get rid of this hard right ideological thing because they're going to lose in Massachusetts, and it's a guarantee.
All right, I got to hold
you. Primaries are where you got to weed it out.
I got to hold you there just because I got to take a break here. But thank you for the call. You have a good day.
You got it. Have a good one.
And we can discuss this more, but I do got to take a break. We will be right back. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom, but we can take more of your calls on the other side, 508-996-0500. But right now, let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Protesters calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Eyes on Massachusetts for primary day. And a hot dog showdown, one man emerges victorious.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Protesters in Israel have gathered outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, demanding a ceasefire to free hostages held captive by Hamas. Protesters also demonstrated outside the U.S. Embassy in Israel and in New York City on Monday. Asked Monday to define what he believes would signal the end of the war, Netanyahu had this to say.
When Hamas no longer rules Gaza, we throw them out.
Thousands of mourners attended the funeral Monday for a slain Israeli-American, one of the six hostages held captive by Hamas whose bodies were found on Saturday. Two U.S. Marines are uninjured after they were attacked by a nationalist mob in Turkey yesterday. The attackers were reportedly angered by U.S. support for Israel. The crowd held the Marines while chanting, "Yankee, go home." The Marines assigned to the USS Wasp were taken to the hospital as a precaution, but were fine and later returned to their ship. At least 15 people have been arrested. President Biden is back on the campaign trail, this time for Vice President Harris. In his first joint appearance with Harris since exiting the 2024 race, he touted himself as the most pro-union president in history. Speaking at a Labor Day union rally in Pittsburgh, Biden also talked about the impact his infrastructure bill has had on the U.S. economy. Today is primary day here in Massachusetts. The main event is the three-way battle for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate and the right to challenge incumbent Democrat Elizabeth Warren in November. Recent polls have shown Warren with large leads against any of the three Republican hopefuls as she seeks a third term in the Senate. The Communications Workers of America walking away from the table in negotiations with AT&T. The union released a statement Monday night saying it's no longer interested in mediation with the communications company. The union believes mediation was a delay tactic and asks AT&T to get serious so that employees can get back to work. Over 17,000 employees are on strike in the Mid-South. SpaceX hoping to successfully launch its latest historic mission later this week after a series of delays. Tammy Trujillo reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration says Polaris Dawn is set to lift off on Wednesday from the Kennedy Space Center with a backup planned on Thursday. The mission carrying four civilian astronauts was initially set for August 26th. But was postponed due to helium leaks and bad weather. The FAA cleared SpaceX flights over the weekend after they were grounded amid an investigation into its Falcon 9 rockets. The Polaris Dawn mission is the first of three planned space flights and is expected to include the first ever commercial spacewalk. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And American competitive eater Joey Chestnut claiming victory in Netflix's Unfinished Beef hot dog eating contest. The Labor Day competition ended with Chestnut beating his competitor Takiro Kobayashi. The two hadn't faced off in 15 years. Chestnut chowed down 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes, while Kobayashi was able to get down 66.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the New York Mets 4-1. Their three-game set rolls on tonight at 7:10. The Bill O'Brien era began for Boston College football last night with an upset road win over Florida State in Tallahassee. Eagles won 28-13. O'Brien has past head coaching experience in the NFL and in college at Penn State, and most recently was an assistant with the Patriots. And we're now 5 days away from the Sunday Patriots season opener with the Cincinnati Bengals. That's Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Cold feel in place this morning with temperatures in the mid to low 50s under sunny skies. Sunny and low 70s for this afternoon. Clear upper 40s overnight tonight. Dry conditions prevail throughout the next few days with temperatures in the mid 70s with plenty of sunshine. Rain arrives by the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. That is Jesus Jones, a song that was written when George Herbert Walker Bush was president. A song that was inspired by all the changes that were going around in the world at the time. The fall of the Berlin Wall, the fall of the Soviet Union. At a time when the world seemed to have a lot more optimism and possibility. But it still applies today. And, of course, today being primary election day in Massachusetts, right here, right now, is even more prophetic. So, get out there and vote. If you missed your chance to register for this primary, make sure you are registered in time for the November 5th general election. We'll get back into that in just a second, but I want to let you know now, right now, live on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you can now enter to win tickets to see the Marley Brothers. It is the Legacy Tour. The five Marley Brothers are touring and playing the music of their father, Bob Marley. It's happening on September 26th. Turn the calendar, Tim. September 26th is a Thursday night at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. You can still get tickets at LiveNation.com, but we have your shot at getting a free pair of tickets right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It is brought to you by Tim's. It is part of Tim's Tickets, which is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And by the way, if you are a member of the Rackhouse Club at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, which is their special club for fans of whiskey, bourbon, and rye, stay tuned to your emails. Okay, I can't reveal all the info, but I was given a little advance information. There's an email coming out inviting you to a special event. And you're going to want to go to this. Trust me. I got to sample one of the things that we Rackhouse Club members will be sampling. You're going to want to come to this event. That's all I'm going to say. Stay. Pay attention to your emails. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. DSY in Dartmouth says, if you're running against Liz Warren, you're wasting your money. Well, there's three people vying for the opportunity to run against Liz Warren. Three possible Republican nominees. Industrial engineer Bob Antonellis, Quincy City Council President Ian Kane, and attorney John Deaton. And according to WCVB, John Deaton, whose commercials you've heard here on WBSM, is by far the best funded candidate in the GOP field, thanks mostly to the $1 million he loaned to his campaign. He more than doubled Kaine's spending and had about $975,000 in the bank as of the end of June. In comparison, Kaine had about $22,000 left in his war chest. So Deaton, who you've heard talking about retiring Liz Warren, has certainly gotten his name out there more than Kaine and Antonellis. But how much of a difference will it make? As DSY says, are you throwing your money away? Speaking of money, a lot of people might be unaware that Senator Mark Montigny has a primary challenger in Molly Keavy of Carver, but she made it a point in media interviews to say, you know, she doesn't have a lot of money in the bank. And she wasn't planning on spending money in this campaign. I don't know how you think you're going to win an election without spending any money. This, it strikes me, and I don't know anything about Molly Keavy. I haven't spoken to her, but it strikes me as a, let me get my name out there. This is a good way to get my name out there because challenging a longtime incumbent who usually doesn't have a challenge will get me some headlines and get my name out there. And then I can kind of utilize that going forward. So, you know, some people can't bring themselves to get into a race that they might lose. Other people realize losing is part of the game, and it's really about building your name, and you might lose a whole bunch of times before you win. Look at Ian Abreu. He's the top vote getter in the city in the recent elections, but he lost, I think, the first two times he went out. So he paid his dues there in you know, getting his name out there and having a few L's on his record before he got the W. And so a lot of candidates who don't have an ego about it understand that losing is more important sometimes than winning, believe it or not. It might be better to lose a large race like that than to, say, win a small municipal race. So whatever her plans are, she's gotten her name out there. There's been articles about her in the newspaper and New Bedford Light. I'm sure there's been some TV coverage that I just haven't seen. So next time she wants to make a run at something. And it's kind of a smart strategy for a guy that's been in there for a long time, because you got to think eventually he's not going to run again. And you've already got your name out there. You know, you can be Mitt Romney getting spanked by Ted Kennedy because you know it's just going to get your name out there. We can do app chat on the WBSM app. But again, as I was saying earlier, probably the most intriguing race and the one that people will be paying the most attention to this evening, at least locally here, will be the 10th Bristol GOP race between Bob McConnell and Joe Pyers. You've already heard a number of Joe Pyers spots this morning during the course of the show. And by the way, just in case anybody has any ideas, well, I keep hearing this commercial, I keep hearing that commercial. We don't have anything to do with that. We don't program the commercials. That's all done by our traffic team, who is not local and is not locally focused, that they do this for a reason, so that there is no bias in anything. But if you hear a lot of Joe Pyers commercials today, that's because Joe Pyers bought a lot of commercials for today. The same opportunity was there for Bob McConnell to do it. Just like when you get closer to the November 5th general election, you'll hear spots every break, there'll be candidate spots. Because that's what they buy. That's how they invest the money that they raise when they're out there fundraising. And if you are a candidate for office within the sound of my voice and you don't reach out to WBSM for radio advertising, I don't know what you're doing then. Because it's the only, I mean, listen to our audience when they call in. They are engaged. They care. They're knowledgeable. They're the voters that you want to win over. and that you don't want to take for granted. And I'm not just saying that because, yeah, we need to, you know, generate revenue here. I'm saying that because it works. Take advantage of the time that Chris McCarthy offers to candidates to come in and speak. Don't blow it off because, I got to go in there and go into the studio. I don't really have time to go into the studio in Fairhaven. Make the time because you're talking to the people that can make the difference. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, it's me again. I just had the second time. I've never done this before. When you were saying about Chris, it just lines up. Chris is, like you said, like 30 minutes ago. He's very connected, very smart, and he allows people to come in and be right. Well, he disagrees with him. He gives that platform because he knows, because he's been through it. So Greater New Bedford, the WSM leader listening audience, should get to, lack of a better word, respect that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I think people do. I just don't think they understand all the ins and outs of it. You know, they say, well, you know, I didn't hear this candidate on the radio. That's because that candidate didn't respond to a request to come on. They have the opportunity to do the same
exactly.
as anybody.
And Chris, and Chris leaves it open to anybody. Anybody. I mean, back in the early spring, he had when the Westport people and the Dartmouth people, that's who Chris is. So as a listening audience, sometimes just figure it out. And most times, Chris knows something's going to be coming. He's going to talk about it. You'll talk about it. This is who we're going to get. Just listen to him, whether you agree or disagree. If you go and just put names down there or you don't vote, you're not engaged in the community. You're not engaged in the process.
It takes a full-out effort. You can't halfway it unless you're just not serious.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. I've known you longer than I've known Chris, but in the last 4 or 5 years, and he calls me a friend, and I take that as a compliment because he's a very established person. Now, Mark Martigny, I've known Mark since he went to high school with my kid brother. You know, so, but in the end game, that's right. If you don't at least show up to vote or take some initiative to figure out what's going on, at least listen and invest in your time and figure out who's what and what. Stop bitching.
Right. All right. Well, I got to hold
Love
you there.
You, kid.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And I mean, this, you know, that's what's great about the radio and having the podcast and all of that is that it can become, you know, your primary. Go back and listen to Chris's podcasts where he's had the candidates on. And then you can learn what you need to know in order to vote. All right, I've got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in 508-996-0500. We have a little bit of time left, but then we will have Chris McCarthy taking over with South Coast Now. And he'll have lots of great conversation for you coming your way. Very quickly, remember now that we do have the Marley Brothers tickets up there for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for you to enter to try to win. So that's our new contest for this week. And we're going to have a lot of tickets coming your way. All brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But we got an app chat message from Ray, and I want to play that for you right now. Give me 1 second here.
Winning doesn't teach you lessons. Losing teaches you lessons as long as you're willing to actually learn from those lessons and from losing.
And I would absolutely agree with that. That's, you know, the lessons that you can learn from getting in a campaign, learning the trenches, learning how to battle in the trenches, and then applying that to a future campaign. I think somebody who wins their first race out of the gate doesn't learn those lessons. Somebody who has to fight to get a seat at the table. Somebody who has to go through a couple of battles before they get there learns more about the process. Wouldn't you rather have your first loss be before you get the job rather than when you have it? I think that that's a pretty good learning lesson for how to handle those elections going forward. But again, you've got to play the game correctly to some degree too. It's one thing to say, well, I lost. It's a learning experience if you didn't even try. And I guess that's the question about, say, you know, a Molly Keevy campaign is she trying? Yeah, you got a lot of, you know, press coverage and social media traction, but did you learn how to do a media buy? Did you learn how to get your platform out there? Did you learn how to speak to people and meet them where they are to try to convince them to give you their vote? Those are the important steps. More so than whether or not, you know, you actually bought signs and put them up there or bought a radio ad and put it out there. You know, did you learn how to play that game? 508-996-0500. We have a few moments remaining, but I got to take my final break. We will be right back. And welcome back in. Let's finish things off with a phone call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. Real quick. What is a slutty pumpkin drink?
So that's a iced coffee mixture that my friend Dustin Parry from Ghost Hunters came up with. It's an iced coffee that has four shots of pumpkin syrup, two shots of caramel syrup.
Oh, no liquor in it.
No. Everybody was getting on me, too, because they're like, you know how many calories are in that drink? There's like 1,200 calories. I'm like, do you know how many calories I eat in a day? 1,200 calories is something I probably needed.
Yeah, but you know what we bought the other day at the TJ Maxx? They have the syrup that's sugar-free.
Yeah.
And you put it in your coffee. And, yeah. And it's pumpkin spice.
I don't know why people were jumping on me. I've lost 100 pounds. If I have a sugary iced coffee once, that's fine.
You're crying out loud. You don't need to lose any more. You look great, for Christ's sakes.
Thank you.
No, that's good. Anyway, but I just was wondering what that was. I had to ask you. I fell back to sleep. I said, I can't believe it was that late when I called. But anyway.
Well, it sounds like you need to have one of those coffees yourself.
I am. I have a big bottle of that. It was on sale, too, sugar-free. It's a
little pumpkin, little caramel.
Pumpkin,
there you go.
Spice.
Two parts pumpkin, one part caramel.
All righty. All right. You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Right.
Stay tuned. Chris McCarthy is coming your way with South Coast Now. He has Counselor-at-Large Shane Burgo coming in with him wearing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.